sitting here with Agent John. You never ever know what you do when you're out on the streets, and we're having a bit of chatter here about the state of the world's politics. What is going on? You know, we've all seen the Labour Party move way, way, way further to the right than we'd ever expected. Now the shit has hit the fan, hasn't it, Agent John? Tell us your perspective on it.
Not much of a difference between anybody at the moment. They're all tertiary educated. They have no background in real life. And they're all opportunists. And look out for Gillard. She's a stalking horse. Basically, if you earn less than six figures, you're fucked.
Well, from what I'm hearing, even those guys are in trouble. Last night I was sitting...
Supposedly the middle class.
Huh? Middle class on 150k, yeah, right.
Those Republicans I know don't even earn that much money. Mm.
And so we've got this split between those who earn wages and those who earn speculative incomes. And from what I'm hearing, even the brokers out there, you know, the share market traders, they're going down like ninepins because I didn't know this, but when you work for a major share trading company, the trader, the broker, has to actually ensure that their clients are going to come through with the money. That they're saying, listen, put 200 grand on BHP, and these guys are actually defaulting on their payments when the stock's going down. You know, it's a carnage on all levels.
They have 21 days to do so, and the young stockbrokers, what they do is they stay there for about 4 or 5 years and switch companies. Therefore, they're not liable for anything that they've done. And that includes international loans. We're talking about billions of dollars here. So they move from company to company. So that's a merry-go-round. And they're having fun. But wait till they get a little bit old and they fall apart. Ha.
And so you've been around for a while, you know. What are you seeing with this financial meltdown, you know, from the depths of a legendary Aussie rental house here somewhere in inner Melbourne?
A, housing expensive. B, we're going to get screwed again. The rich will just get richer. We've only lost about 4% of GDP, and that's in short term. There's nothing to worry about. It's just another way of getting people worried and extracting more money.
And so you live in a unique building here, and how long have you been living here?
10 years. I'm lucky to have a very, very good landlord, and I've got a bunch of four houses, musicians, there's a recording studio, and they're all... It looks like Tuscany, basically, i.e. dog boxes.
It does, very unique, you know, plaster just delicately hanging on the walls, but there's lots of love etching through that, I can see.
And a very strong sense of community along the whole street, we're very staunch.
But the interesting thing is the guy, the landlord who owns it, he bought this property. Do you know any stories on when he bought the property?
Yeah, his father bought it when he moved over in about 51, I think. He's Albanian. North Melbourne's considered Scumville. So he worked his ass off and bought some out of it. Nowadays, of course, they're worth a fair bit, but back then they were absolutely nothing, you know, like a week's wage for a house sort of thing. Anyway, he's still some good values in his son. Thing is, rent does not increase. Once you're in, that's the rent that you pay, that's it. Yeah, it's a good area.
Wow, wouldn't you love that, listeners? Gee whiz. So, let me guess, you'd be paying something between $70 to $100 a week?
$155, three bedrooms, but it's tiny, admittedly. But we're also friends.
So you're paying $50, $60 each?
No, for the whole house.
So that's, you know, like $55 a week, $200 rent a month.
$220.
Yeah, $620 a week. $620 a month, yeah.
Holy shit, listener. So this is what we're talking about, you know. You're listening to that.
Some people do the right thing.
Some people
do the right thing.
So he's bought it for probably, you know, $10,000 at the most in 1951. This site here, you know, beyond this one apartment with three people living in it at $155 a week, there's another three other apartments in the block. So he probably would have bought this $10,000 in 1951. It would be valued today at probably close to, say, $600,000 to $700,000. So how much is it valued at now, this property?
Valued over $1 million just for the four. This is a very strange layout. But he grew up in one of them, and he's got sentimental attachment, and he knows us all. So we're all family, basically.
Wow, gee whiz. So what I'm getting at here, Agent John, is that the difference between someone reasonable like your Albanian brother and general landlords is that they have a monopoly on the most beautiful thing we need, and that's a roof over our head in a nice location.
He's and got people that live in St Kilda. He's got a block of flats in St Kilda, which his father also bought. People there for 25 years, no rent increase, refused to increase the rent because of family.
Wow. And so the ability to increase the rent to compete with what other people are charging rent in the community, like he could make triple for sure. And so it's that difference between what he's paying based on the 1951 prices and what he could be paying that's known as economic rent.
On the other hand, I know people, just about 2 months ago, four people in a row, within a week, 30% rent increase overnight.
Mm.
And it's insane, going from whatever they're paying, 30% extra, because the market's big. Yeah, hang on, these are poor people, you know, can't afford it.
Mm.
And landlords are just really greedy. So they end up with, guess what? Tenants moving out, there's no income. They're idiots. All we want to do is just live.
That is true. You summed it up nicely there. And yeah, it's that ability to charge whatever the market asks, regardless of what they originally paid for the property, that is an invisible chain. It's an invisible chain around our necks.
Even Adam Smith, the father of capitalism, he said there's the invisible hand that guides the economy. Now, you can make as much money as you like, as long as the invisible hand is there, which is morals and ethics, and you look after your community. That part seems to be sort of cut off like a gangrenous leg. But, even if you're into capitalism, which I'm not, but if you're into it, well, remember that Adam Smith is turning in his grave.